Super Bowl 42 champion.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dreaming of Sunday, 7 hours of commercial-free football. I will be planted on my couch, not on my phone unless it's to check a parlay or a fantasy team, which I try not to check fantasy until halftime at least. I'll be checked out on the Yankees. The Yankees don't even win on Sundays. They always find ways to lose on Sundays because the baseball gods don't love them. You know, the baseball gods look at a team that has Jason Dominguez, the Martian, nicknamed the Martian because of the sound that the baseball made off his bat. It was out of this world. They nicknamed him the Martian as a kid. That kid was probably better than Alex Verdugo when he was 17. Still is, but you know, the Yankees will tell you something else. They'll bring up Duke Ellis like we saw this past Sunday. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Danny is in Paramus, New Jersey. Danny, you're on The Fan.
Hi, Keith. Good morning. You know you're my guy, but I got to respectfully challenge you on something. You said before that you trust Nestor over Rodon if we make the playoffs at this point. I know the recency effect is in play here, but do you still feel like that?
If it rains, I don't want Nestor anywhere near the mound. That Angels start with the rain and then a little bit of rain on Nestor with the Cardinals. He ain't got it then. But he did put together a stretch of three games. What was it, the White Sox, the Guardians? And then I forget the other one where it's like, this guy's figured it out again. Like, he went back to the lab. He was really locked in. The Nationals start, I think. And
yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and it was like, yo, okay, Nestor is a former All-Star. Nestor is a guy that we were looking at just 2 years ago like an ace. And nah, man, you don't know what you're going to get. Same thing with Rodon. Now, you look at Rodon tonight, and that start tells you with his contract and what you just saw that he should have had his 15th win or should have had that win. I don't know what the number is. Like, Rodon is going to probably get the ball over Nestor in the postseason. But, man, it sucks. You know, I was saying this last week that, like, as radio hosts, we got to come in and have takes. We got to come in and have our thoughts ready. And they change daily. These shows are daily, weekly, monthly. So, yeah, if you're challenging me on Nestor versus Rodon, I mean, I was leaning Nestor, but neither one, honestly. If I want to feel comfortable watching a Yankees game, I can't with either one of them on the mound. You don't know what you're going to get.
Listen, when you made that point, I was right with you. But the thing that gave me a little bit of confidence in Rodon tonight was I feel like the pressure was on. I mean, the Rangers have good batters all over their lineup. It had a must-win feel to the game tonight. And say what you want about Rodon, but he came out and he delivered. He did his part.
I was.
And I feel bad that he couldn't be.
Like I said, I was watching him like, yo, whatever you're doing, keep doing this. Like, don't get flustered. Okay, he gave up that homer, so what? My literal thought was, let's see how he responds after this, okay? A fourth inning solo shot, no big deal. It wasn't a big deal. It was the only hit he gave up. He was solid. He was locked, man. He had everything going. I don't know, man. And that makes it even worse that the Yankees blow a game like that, because that man should have 15 wins and he should be feeling good about going out there and putting the team on his back as far as getting it done. When it wasn't Judge getting it done, it wasn't Soto getting it done. Rodon was the one leading the way for the Yankees until they got active in the seventh and eighth inning.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the one home run, because I felt the meltdown coming.
Me too.
I mean, didn't you kind of get that feeling?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, test time for Rodon. If that home run makes everything else go away, you've been so locked. If you unravel now, then it's same old, same old. You just got, you know, through the first three innings. No, he was all right. He pitched through the sixth inning.
Yeah, I'm glad he got the test. I passed the test. And speaking of that, this is my last point for tonight. Because I learned something really valuable from DJ LeMahieu. I'm a grad student. So next time, if I don't finish my exam before the end of class for whatever reason, I'll just tell the professor that the lights were on too brightly and I was just blind and I couldn't see the test.
Valid excuse.
Because, yeah, I mean, if that works for DJ, I'm sure it'll work for me, right? Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Danny. That's the type of excuses we're making for $15 million a year New York Yankees. What?
I'm not sure.
Rich is in Arlington, Texas. How bright were the lights in there, Rich?
Oh, man. It was watching that game was like having a boil lanced on your ass. Man, that was painful to watch. We were there with my whole family, drove from Houston, 4-hour ride. Game was going beautiful, 4-1. How do you not win that game?
Because you're not serious about winning. You do little things that show us that you're not serious about winning, and we all knew what was coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, it's like, who's even running this team? We all knew Holmes was leading the league in blown saves.
Yep.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yep,
I mean, it's terrible.
Now.
And the Texas fans, too, are just awful. They're screaming, cursing. They're telling us to go F ourselves. You know, we're decked down Yankees here. Go back to F in New York.
They're the World Series champs. They're like, you guys haven't won a World Series in 15 years. We won one less than 15 months ago.
It's worse than that, man. They're talking that they're...
Had to drop them, S-bomb. When I censored myself to say S. You guys got to censor yourself to say S. Thanks for the call, Rich. He said they down there in the South. Everything's bigger in Texas. They're looking at the New York Yankees from the North. They're talking about the Civil War. That's what type of L's the Yankees are taking at Globe Life Park. Avery's in St. Louis next up on the Fan. Go for it, Avery.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? I heard you were a little under the weather.
Yeah, unfortunately, man. COVID-24, it's still a thing. It snuck up on me. I didn't want to believe it was a thing. I took the stupid $8 rapid test. And like I said, I got COVID, I got Paxlovid, I got over it. That should be a drop, and they should sponsor me. We should clip that. We should send that. Their people talk to our people. I never heard of Paxlovid. I took it. It worked. I got COVID, I got Paxlovid, I got over it.
All right, well, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, because, I mean, it at least got me, like, you know, because my wife got sick because of me, and I was able to take care of my son while my wife was able to rest. It got me out of it. But
well, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Yeah, whatever. Everybody was good by Monday, and then Monday was the best weather day, so we made the most of that.
Awesome. So, Keith, I just have so much to say, so I'm going to try to keep it short. But, I mean, with all that happened tonight, I just can't – I don't know. Yeah, I have so much to say. I don't even know the order to say it in, so I'm just going to say this. What is it going to take for the Yankees to learn that Clay Holmes is not the guy? Who is really running the operation here? Because I have this feeling that it's not even Boone. I'm sure – we know it's Cashman, right? And we know Boone is Cashman's pawn.
Michael Fishman as well.
Pawn?
Make sure you throw Michael Fishman's name. He's still around. And when they talked about accountability.
John Heyman too.
And who? John Heyman?
John Heyman.
No. Please, no. I would hope John Heyman has no say in the Yankees' decisions. The Yankees are supposed to tell John Heyman stuff. He's on the outside. But I always think back to two things, Avery. At the end of last season, 82-80, unacceptable, not good enough. They said that they were going to bring in a third-party team to audit them so they could see what they were doing wrong compared to the rest of the league. They decided against that. They actually said, no, we don't want to let anybody in here. We're good enough. And then Brian Cashman, he looked in the mirror like the meme of the guy that's pointing at himself in the mirror saying, you go out there and you tell them we're really effing good at this. And Brian Cashman
in his aviator glasses and his lavender polo shirt.
He went on an offensive. He was cursing up a storm. He was talking about Sonny Gray and Joey Gallo. Nobody even asked him. He had the audacity to insult Giancarlo Stanton in those rants. He took the offensive. He absolutely came out on offense, like throwing things out at the GM meetings. Where I don't know. Joel Sherman is sitting there like, Wait.
Yeah.
You got an answer for every mistake that you've made? We didn't even ask you about some of these. We were just asking you about Volpe and Gleyber Torres. And here we are.
So here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going to happen. The Yankees are going to lose the division. They're either going to lose the first wild card series, and let's be honest, if they are in a wild card series, they're going to lose it. Because, well, what happened last time they were in a wild card series? They lost to the Red Sox. So they're going to lose the wild card series. If they win the division, well, I read this Joel Sherman article in the New York Post the other day. Deja Yankees, they beat an AL Central team, and they lose to the Astros. Yes, the Astros, they still exist. They're still going back to the World Series the way the AL is looking now. Because I know, and you know, that the Orioles aren't able to make it in the playoffs, but because the Yankees aren't taking games seriously right now, and they keep rolling out Clay Holmes and DJ LeMahieu under the LED lights of Globe Life Field that apparently he can't see past, not like he's been blowing.
And Alex Verdugo, and
anyway,
you know,
they're going to go out.
Dominguez has to play some more minor league games before we know about him.
He's untouchable. He's untouchable. We're never going to trade him. They call him the Martian. But you know what? We're going to keep him in the minors anyway, and we're going to let Alex ground out to second base and lead him ground out to second base in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, but you're wrong, Avery. You shut up and you watch the Yankees and you realize you don't know baseball. Thanks for the call, Avery. Like, that's how I feel watching the game. Like, man, maybe I don't know a damn thing. I knew Clay Holmes didn't stand a chance. I knew he didn't have it the first couple pitches he threw. I'm like, bro, why are they doing? Why does it have to be this way? Why does it have to be this way? Upstate New York, Sean, you're on the Fan. What's up, man? Talk to us.
Keith, how we doing?
All right. You know, it just sucks. I thought we were going to win that one. I thought I was going to come in, talk about how the Mets and the Yankees, yeah, first place, wild card. It's in view. It's September. Here we come.
Well, I hear you. So first off, your show has carried me all summer. Thank you for that. You spoke about football, and that got me going. Packers-Eagles Friday night, unprecedented. There's never been a Friday night NFL game.
In Brazil. Sao Paulo, Brazil, yeah.
Absolutely.
Only on Peacock. Make sure you got your Peacock passwords.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It ain't for Notre Dame football, that's for sure. So... Packers Eagles Friday, but I don't even care about that. I care about not the New York Mets, but the OMG Mets. But a couple points. Mets fans are reserved because they have to jump the Braves, and we're remembering 2022 and how the Braves are not to quote positive Tommy with the Astros, but the Braves are kind of the final boss for us in our wild card hopes. But
yeah, but they're not as almighty as they were that year. Like, we can say they're the Braves, but like they're banged up, and I mean, I guess they have Chris Sale, but they're not the Braves of 2022.
You're 1,000% correct, but all I'm saying is the Atlanta Braves somehow they continue to do it.
There's some in the air about it. I mean, I don't know. I think if there ever was a year for redemption, for revenge, to go down there to Atlanta this month and take 2 out of 3, like, it's got to get done.
I want all of it. It's got to get done, especially from these Mets this year. You can kind of delete if they take down the Braves this year for the wild card, the measly wild card, you can kind of delete some past demons from 2022 in the NL East. But, you know, Not even necessarily about the Mets. It's about the Yankees and your thoughts on, and I've got them all summer, but your thoughts on Boone. I feel like Boone.
His job is safe. I tried to tell you guys all season, he's not going anywhere. This is not a contract year. In theory, it is. On paper, it is. He is the manager of these Aaron Judge captain Yanks. I think he is going to get a new contract no matter what, because this team is, you know, around first place. This team is going to the postseason again. He is safe, man. He is not managing like a guy who's on a hot seat and potentially could lose his job. I know that much. They're all in lockstep on the decisions, on the lineup, on the things that he tells the media. I knew, man, I was in the deli over the weekend. Shout out to my guys at Cangiano's. I'm talking to Cosmo's son about how I'm like, yo, they're saying Dominguez is in the conversation and he's not guaranteed to come up Sunday. I'm like, if they don't bring him up Sunday, you know how much outrage they're going to, and then that's exactly what happened. And I knew by the way that Aaron Boone was talking about, like, he's in the discussion. What's the discussion? What is it? What's the conversation?
You're 1,000% right. And that's kind of where I'm going. I mean, Boone obviously doesn't have the power to make those decisions, because if it were up to him, Dominguez would already be up 3 days ago.
Yeah, I'd be trying to get the best players here. I'd be done playing DJ LeMahieu. I'd put that kid in left field over Verdugo 10 times out of 10 the rest of the way. I've seen enough of Verdugo. I've got enough of a sample size of allergic to my gloves, thought I was a dog out the gate, turned into a pup, dog chow, playing like dog S. Like, I'm good. I'd be so done. Like, they're having too many conversations where they're talking themselves out of the simple things. Thanks for the call, Sean. These conversations they're having go like this. Well, Clay was an all-star. Well, you know, Clay's got some nasty stuff. Yeah, when he's right. How often is he right? He's not always right. Yeah, but he's right enough, right? Yeah, well, I mean, if the defense is better behind him. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, let's put Cabrera in at second and pull Gleyber Torres and have Rizzo in on the right side. Yeah, I don't know. If Clay gives up a grand slam, maybe Cabrera can jump in the air and intercept it. Oh, right, yeah. Chris is in Santa Cruz, California. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
It's going. I mean, this show is easy, quick. It sucks because I literally put together notes all weekend on things to talk about from, like, the NFL, thinking about expanding into Labor Day weekend. There's, like, things that I have in my notes that they're not even appropriate for this conversation tonight. This short conversation is about the New York Yankees, Clay Holmes, Aaron Boone, Alex Verdugo, a little bit of Dominguez, just stupid stuff.
Yeah, and it's just a disaster, Keith. You know, I was watching that game and entering, like, the ninth inning, and as soon as I saw Clay Holmes, I was like, I just had a bad feeling. And sure enough, about 5-10 minutes later, I see the ball. And as soon as that ball was hit, I knew it was gone. And, man, this bullpen, Clay Holmes, is just a disaster. And I don't know how, you know, the Yankees just keep shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, they've had a bunch of easy teams on the schedule, and it's like they're just leaving meat on the bone, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's over now. You had the get fat part of the schedule. You had the soft spot of the schedule, and you lost. You lost to the Tigers. You lost to the Nationals. You lost to the Cardinals. You can't beat these bum teams so that you could actually, like, create a little bit of space with yourself and the Orioles. And the Orioles are struggling, but, like, here they are. They're in first place again. And I just think that they're smarter than you. And it doesn't take much to be smarter than you. Like, they're going to do the little things that they got to do to win games. They're going to do the little things that they got to do to get to the finish line. And you're not. You're going to do things with your pride and your ego in the way. You're going to do things like die hard on your trades and your contracts. And
exactly. And then tonight they wasted a good start by Rodon. And, you know, as much as, you know, we kill Rodon, I mean, tonight he put up a decent start.
Oh, yeah, he showed up. He showed up. As much as I say he's soft, as much as I say, like, he showed up tonight, and they wasted it. And I'm not mad at Carlos Rodon. That was a masterful performance. That's what you pay the guy for. And he himself said, you know, they pay me to pitch in October, not April. Well, maybe he's rounding into form as the weather's changing as we're getting there. But this team ain't changing. This team just finds ways to lose. They do dumb stuff over and over and over again. So I don't know who is listening to this radio station, calling this radio station, with confidence in the New York Yankees getting it done. Our confidence is in baseball being random. Our confidence is in it's wide open. There's no clear-cut dominant team.
It's,
so maybe
right,
it could
right
be the Yankees.
Us,
no,
says.
The reality is maybe it could be the Yankees, but they can't win back-to-back games. This is about to be
they
the 10th rubber
they,
match in
they
a row.
Can, they
cannot. So, like, what makes you think they're going to get hot next month? In 30 days, they're just going to string together a bunch of wins, play their best baseball in October? Stop.
They're not.
We got
they're,
waterfront they're real estate to sell you in Phoenix, Arizona. Stop.
And looking at the schedule, I think it's the second last series they play against Baltimore. And that, I'm I'm a bit worried about how that series is going to turn out.
Get your nachos together, get your guac together, get your wings, wherever you're going to order, you know, your local bar you go to, figure out what games you want to go to. It's football season. Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. I'm all in on the Jets. I'm all in on the Jets. Not all in, like, talking Super Bowl like we were doing last week. Moose, I love you, but you came on talking about the Jets can and will win the Super Bowl. I'm like, wait a minute. Can we crawl before we walk? I will remind you guys again. The goal is to make the playoffs and that drought for the Jets. And then let's see what the playoffs look like. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that one Super Bowl that he won, like, bro, I was in college back then. That one Super Bowl he won, I think the Yankees won a ring after that. Like, when was that, 2008? I don't know. I just think that 2010, I'm like, let me look that up. I think it was 2010. So it was the year after the Yankees. Same difference. Like, we can't look at that as, like, this quarterback is, you know, guaranteed to get you the Super Bowl. But you go get Aaron Rodgers because he will have the ability to lead you with the roster that he has around him. I lean gangrene. I'm a Jersey guy. Aaron Rodgers called them the New Jersey Jets. I saw a post with that. I'm like, if they change the name to the New Jersey Jets tomorrow, I'm a Jets fan. So I lean gangrene. And, you know, I tell you guys, stay down till you come up. And as football is coming back, and as I'm starting to, like, you know, this weekend I had some time to go through my closet, and I found the bag, the garbage bag that I packed up with all my Dallas gear. And I actually opened it and looked at my Dallas gear, and I'm like, you know what? Stay down till you come up. I don't know any other way. I picked this plight. Same way I picked this Yankees struggle. It wasn't always a struggle. It isn't always a struggle. But I chose this. I'm loyal to myself. I'm loyal to my younger self. That nobody told to be a Yankees fan. Nobody told to be a Cowboys fan. So how about them Cowboys? I will be repping. I will be rooting for the Dallas Cowboys to beat the Browns. I will be rooting for Dak Prescott to go out and win MVP and then hit free agency and get $60 million a year until Jerry Jones goes scratch. I will be rooting for Mike McCarthy to win the Super Bowl. I know that's not going to happen. Just like I know the Yankees aren't going to win the World Series, man. Let's go to Dan in Massachusetts. What's up, Dan? You got it.
Yeah, hi, Keith. I got 2 points tonight, on one on Torres and one on Chaz that really hasn't been spoken about. But before I do, I was just wondering, Keith, did you get a booster shot?
I did. I got all those shots when we had to get them. I guess it helps. It was supposed to help you, like, not have it so severe, but I don't know. I mean, I felt pretty trash. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I kept going to sleep until I went to get the Paxlovid.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering. On Torres, in
we
the
had to
inning,
get those shots. MLB made it a, like, rule for media members, which I thought I fought this. I was on MLB Network. To even get into MLB Network, you needed the shot. Actually, I didn't get the booster. I got the first two shots. I was like, I don't want the third one. But you needed to have that to be around players that were unvaxxed, to even interview players. It made no sense. You need two shots to come in here and interview players. No, players don't need a shot. But whatever. You think it's in the past, but it's not in the past. It's COVID-24.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a requirement. But Keith, on Torres in the eighth inning, the guy, even Cone said it afterwards, the guy tries to be smooth and backhand it, and he could have gotten in front of it.
Yeah,
that's a double play, and they're out of the inning. The other thing on Chaz, they get the base hit, so he's running from first base with a 3-2 pitch, and he's coming along, and he's getting the sign from the former Mets manager Rojas. Only Rojas, I watched it back and forth on the DVR. He's not even in the box. He's like 10 feet away from the third base box towards home plate. So Chaz can't really see it.
He's
looking
there,
towards
yeah.
third base.
Yeah.
You know? And that was costly because he scores, and 5-3 in the ninth inning is a lot different than 4-3 in the way the pitching decisions are made on what do I throw this guy, you know, because you're working with two runs. But As a matter of fact, even at the end of the inning, they showed in the dugout Chisholm and Rojas talking about it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it's not the first
little
time.
Things.
Yeah, it's exactly, and it's not the first time. And we've talked about Rojas with Sens and where he is, and like that's part of the game. And it's not just DJ LeMahieu and his era. You know, Gleyber Torres, my guy Andrew hit me, and he said Gleyber Torres blew the game, not Holmes. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
it wasn't Holmes. I don't blame the LeMahieu. I don't blame a guy if something's in the
it
light.
It isn't the final out or the final blow. It that's what I'm saying. You're watching this game, and it's all leading up to that. And
that's
you
correct.
Kind of forget all the little missteps that it took to get there, but they are all guilty. They all are accomplices.
Oh, 100%. Yes, it made everything more difficult.
Yeah, they're all in there together as far as not doing the little things to win the game.
You got it, Keith. Hope you feel better.
Oh, I'm good now. Thanks for the call, Dan. I'm good. I already gave you all the promo. I got COVID. I got Paxlovid. I got over it. It just was trash. Like, when I was in here Thursday night, I just thought I had a head cold. I don't know. I thought it was sinuses. I don't want to miss shows. I felt bad. I'm like, I wanted to be on Saturday after the Yankees lost. And I wanted to be on while everybody's on vacation, which, you know, vacations are cool and all, but I live 15 minutes away. I'm trying to rock. I'm trying to get my airtime. I'm trying to do my thing. And, you know, I'm not Big Show Bob. I'm not somebody that's been here 10, 15, 20 years where, like, you know, I'm still out to prove stuff. So when I get sick, man, nobody is more disappointed than me. When people are hitting me on Twitter, yo, you on tonight? Nah, man, I'm sick. Like, I was supposed to be at the Aaron Judge 99 football jersey game. I still don't have one of those jerseys. And I had to, you know, pass my tickets to the homies. I know my boy Wallace will give me the jersey next homestand, or Zach or one of the creatures. The creatures always have dibs on all the giveaways, but it's just like, you know, my favorite time to go to Yankee Stadium is a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx. I wasn't able to go. Wasn't able to go Saturday either. Had to give my tickets away. So it's tough. It's disappointing, but whatever. Nothing's more disappointing than being a Yankee fan that believes the Yankees can win the World Series and they go out and play like that. And it is all of them. Yes. Gleyber Torres, again. Oh, if I know Gleyber, yeah, Judge, or if I know Gleyber, this stuff won't happen again. No, it will happen again. It's part of his baseball DNA. Just when you start to say the guy's playing well, just when he's got a couple hits, he's hitting over 300 in the leadoff spot, OPS is good. Nope, he's not a winning player. He's got those shenanigans in his DNA that end up costing you. When you need to tighten up, when everybody needs to be on their P's and Q's, he's the guy that falls asleep at the wheel. DJ LeMahieu had no business being in that game. No business being in that game when you had Rizzo available. That's on the manager. You forgot you have Rizzo? Ben Rice got options sent back down? Put Rizzo in. Who plays first base, right? Is Rizzo's back hurt? Oh, no, you're going to put Rizzo in the next inning. So clearly he was available. Clearly it wasn't we got to rest Rizzo. He's available but not available. And yeah, guy's not scoring. Guys, like, it all comes, you know, back to bite you, but in the end, your closer should be able to get you a win 4-3. One of my clay rules I put out there, after he got to 10, I thought 10 would be enough. For the average fan, for the average general manager, the average manager, 10 blown saves in a season before you get to September would be enough. So my clay rules, not the Jabba rules, my clay rules, one of my clay rules was he doesn't come into games that are one-run games. He doesn't have the head for it. Not even two runs. I'm not giving him the opportunity to blow another one-run, two-run game. Throw anybody. Let Jazz Chisholm pitch. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll take the rest of you guys' calls. If you would like to join, it's time to call now. This show, I told you, it's quick. It's, you know, got a game out in Texas. Got started at 8. I didn't get this show started till 12. I'm out of here in 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Still here for a few minutes, and then C-Mac is coming up next. I'll be interested to hear what Chris McMonagle has to say about Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone and Clay Holmes. Can't take up for him on this one, Chris. It's getting late early. Oh, wait, it's getting late. Oh, man. Well, John Birdie is on his way back. Oh, like, who's John Birdie to me, bro? Oh, John Birdie will be back. Can John Birdie play first base? Can he play second base, third base? Can he play without getting hurt? He's been hurt all year. Another sensational Cashman trade. DJ LeMay fouls a ball off his foot in Tampa. They go make the trade for John Birdie because they don't love Oswaldo Cabrera. I get it. He can't hit, right? In their estimation, he can't hit. I thought that was kind of hilarious. Like, we all were clamoring for Oswaldo to play over DJ at first base, right? He's played. He's got 9 games. And then Oswaldo ends up in the 9th inning getting rung up on a pitch clock violation. It's just like, you know, they can't get right. But maybe they can get the rotation right. Yankees rotation for the Cubs series. Luis Gil, Clark Schmidt, Gerrit Cole. Nestor Cortez will likely piggyback with Gil or Schmidt. And, the Cubs are trying to get somewhere up there in the wild card hunt. I mean, they just had won a bunch of games in a row. So if you think it's sweet, if you think you're going to Wrigley, which is, I'm telling you, going to be turned up. I remember being there for all 3 games when the Yankees swept the Cubs in 2017. Just, you know, 2 fan bases that love baseball, they're going to show up. Expected starters will be Hill, Schmidt, and Cole. Expected closer will still be Clay Holmes. Danny is in Queens. What's up, Danny? You're on The Fan.
I'm going to keep it really simple here. That last caller, I have to disagree with him with a couple of things. The turn of events over here in today's game are clear and are obvious, and it's shame on Aaron Boone for obviously his decision-making, knowing that whom he presumes to be the so-called closer of this New York Yankee team is clearly not, who has cost us 10 games that we could have been 10 games ahead of the Orioles at this point, opposed to having to keep on going back and forth.
They were able to win a couple of them. I think in Boston, Philly, you know, Clay blew it, but they were able to come back. But don't go on. I understand.
Yeah, no. And it's just a disgrace at this point that we are playing the way we are playing, where you have Carlos Rondon, you know, with the exception of that one home run that he gave away. But
no, it was a good night. It was a good night for Carlos Rondon that they wasted. Absolutely.
The guy pitched, he pitched the gem. He was locked in. He had them lights out. It was all about us executing. We came up short numerous times. One of the biggest things that we've had all season is leaving people on base. When we have opportunities to maximize, we don't. We just can't figure out a way how to get a simple hit over the infield and bring in people. But not to mention, again, what was the purpose of bringing Rizzo? You're going to put DJ LeMahieu at first. I mean, I thought we was past this. We know that DJ is no longer La Machina. We also understand that he's been struggling defensively, offensively. So why did we bring up Rizzo? Haven't played one game. And then let alone, you didn't pinch hit for him. Well, towards the end of the game. Like,
Andrew Heaney,
what are we doing?
because Andrew Heaney was on the mound, who's a left-handed pitcher, and they're going to keep doing this. Even though they're terrible, it doesn't matter who the left-handed pitcher is. Fliegelman's left-handed. Exactly. He could get a couple outs against the Yankees. Like, they don't care. It doesn't matter. They will. Like, you think they're past it? They're not, Danny. Thanks for the call. Like, they are going to keep doing what they've been doing because that is their way. That is their plans. That is, like, they don't look at every game the way you do as a fan. It's not as dire of a situation. I also believe that they don't look at winning the division, having the number one seed as like, well, we have to do that. They want to win. They'd like to win. But they'd also like to do things the way they've been doing them. So, I mean, DJ LeMahieu was in that game, fine. But, like, DJ was it was in that game too long. You could have taken him out and put Rizzo in, which you eventually did, which showed everybody, oh, okay, would you forget? I think that's the thing that people are kind of, you know, right now reporting still on. Like, wait, what are we doing? Like, if you're managing this game and you have Rizzo there, late in that game, when you do score those two runs in the top of the eighth, make your defensive substitutions, make your defensive replacements. What was the wait for the ninth inning? We don't know. What's the wait when you watch Clay Holmes throw ground balls, like, I'm waiting for a pass ball. Trevino's there. He's shaking in his boots. He's got to block everything. Trevino is setting up outside, flashing the glove outside. The guy cannot locate his, I don't know. I think I'm crazy. I'm sitting in the dark in my apartment with all the lights out. I'm watching a horror film. It's like watching a car accident about to happen when you know the guy driving the car can't drive. And you just sit there watching until it happens, and you're like, yep, there it is. Wyatt Langford, Grand Slam. Jim is in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Jim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, Keith. Good morning. So I'm going to start the night then and work my way backwards again. So, okay, so Holmes, we obviously know he's not a great closer. Okay, so the first guy grounds out to second base. The second guy gets a base hit. The third guy, he walks. And a lot of the pitches weren't even close. That was the time to send the pitching coach out.
Yeah, go talk to him. Send somebody out there. Go check on, hey, you all right? Like, let's just get your temperature.
Then the next batter walks. I'm telling you, these balls, you saw, the balls were not even close. Why the hell does he got a guy, the guy that was warming up in the pen is a better pitcher than Clay Holmes anyway. But why is he warming up? He's not going to replace him.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense. And then, you know, you had the call a couple calls ago, a couple calls a minute ago. You had, you know, Rojas, the third base coach. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. You know, anytime you have a guy rounding third going home, whether he's going to be waved in or stopped, their feet don't stay in the box. They go way down the line so the guy can see him. There's no excuse for Chaz Chisholm not to, you know, have his head up and, you know, be looking at the coach.
Yeah, they try and put it on Luis Rojas, whether it's Trent Grisham, whether it's whoever. These are pro ball players. They got to have the will to win. They got to be going to score. But I give it a shared responsibility. You know, in hindsight, it's, you know, that's how it's always looked at. Oh, well, Rojas didn't, you know. Oh, why didn't he score?
Yeah, and, you know, and I've been saying, you know, when it comes to the general manager there, Cashman, you know, Yankees haven't won since 2009. You know, I think the last time I spoke to you, I was telling you about hockey, and the relation was, I said, you know, what was the great team in hockey? And you weren't quite sure. And I told you it was the Canadians, because the Canadians, you know, they have the most amount of Stanley Cups, you know. But, I mean, it's been 30 years since they won a Stanley Cup. You know, there's millions upon millions of people that don't even realize that they're the great, you know, bear holder of NHL. You know, yeah. And, I mean,
been way too long. There's a whole generation, two generations that are like, what? The Canadiens? Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jim. There are kids now. My boy Alex Day put out a video at Yankee Stadium with young Yankee fans, like 21 and under. I don't know if these kids are old enough to buy a beer. And he challenged them to win like a signed jersey or a signed ball. And he challenged one of the kids. The kid can name every retired Yankee player, but he couldn't remember the last World Series win. He wasn't old enough. Rocco is out in Saratoga Springs. Rocco, you're back on the Fan.
Yes, Keith. Yes, Kate. Hey, let's all chip in and get Clay Holmes there a sports psychology. Something.
No, they got to put him out of his misery. Even in the post game, he's just like, yeah, you know, just didn't deserve to win. Like, yeah, you know, it's happened before. You know, not the first time. Like, yeah, not the first time, bro. Because like the thing is, someone needs to save you from yourself. You're not that guy. You're not that guy. But they keep forcing you to be that guy. Like, it's wrong. I don't know when they're going to just say, okay, he's lost the job, but they won't. I remember last time saying, you don't got to scream it from the rooftops. Just do it.
Yeah, he needs some help. It's in his head, man. You can't be an all-star.
He walked Marcus Semien on five pitches. After he walks Marcus Semien on five pitches, I can't let him face Wyatt Langford because he's struggling to throw strikes against Wyatt Langford, and as soon as he leaves one in the zone, boop, game over.
You knew that was going to happen, didn't you? You knew it. There was no question. I didn't know a grand slam, but I think the guy he's going to get a double
like
or something, driving, and they lose.
Yeah.
He then goes and he gets the ultimate insult and drives the ball out of the park.
Yeah, game. Grand slam.
Come on.
Yeah, but like that's what you get. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's like it doesn't. They don't just like beat you by one. They don't just like tie the game. Like no. Like you're on SportsCenter again with Clay Holmes blowing 11 saves and like the league laughing at you. Thanks for the call, Rock. Like the league laughing at you. Like wait, did your 11th blown save just lost you the lead in first place again? Nah, the New York Yankees? Hold on, the almighty New York Yankees with the best player in the league, the MVP? Wait, the almighty New York Yankees, I got to pay Juan Soto $600? Juan Soto can't slide into second base and stay on the bag? Juan Soto can't find the ball in right field? You guys are going to write him a check for $600 million? Yes, yes. Rob is in Cape May. Rob, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, glad to hear you're feeling a little better. I just wanted to put my two cents in on the Yankee closer situation. Tommy Canley has been playing in New York for 5 years. He's got the right mentality. He has a strikeout per inning, actually over a strikeout per inning. And what other choice do they have at this point? Maybe if they ever come to their senses.
When Ian Hamilton returns, I would try Jake Cousins. I know Luke Weaver gave up a homer the other night, but there was a while where we thought Luke Weaver, but obviously you saw him the other night, so you're not going to see him tonight. But they have other options. Anyone at this point. Literally anybody else.
It's true. It's true. It's very frustrating. I'm getting a second tired of the situation. But, you know, I am a little more positive than most Yankee fans because they could turn it around.
Yankee fans are the best. Like, I love y'all for real. Like, the reaction Sunday to the Dominguez stuff had me cracking up. And, the thing about Yankee fans, we are going to continue to pack that place. 47,103 people showed up for 18,000 to get a Judge jersey. Not 18,000 got a Judge jersey. Maybe some 16,000 because multiple people got more than one. Yankee fans are going to keep showing up this entire month with a hope and dream that this team can win the World Series and keep that hope alive. Thanks for the call, Rob. You guys do that. You guys show up and yell and scream and hoot and holler and continue to back this team. And they're going to continue to do the same things. Playing stupid games, winning stupid prizes, pissing on your head, telling you it's raining. They're going to tell you that Verdugo is the best option in left field. Dominguez was hurt all year. He's got to play some more in Scranton and wherever. Maybe they want to win the Triple A championship. I actually, on Fubo, was able to get some of the game last week. And I heard the announcer say, like, winning is expected here. Like, there's a pedigree here. Like, even in the Yankees farm system, like, winning is the expectation. That's the culture. I'm like, that's not the culture with the big team, with the Major League Baseball team, with the show, with the actual New York Yankees. Winning is, We would like to win, but we're going to lose every other day when we should be beating teams. We can't win the second game of the series. We are playing rubber matches with teams that we should be sweeping. So, yeah, I love the stadium. Like, I'm going to go to the stadium, hopefully. I don't know how many games. I've been to 30 games this year. I think I'm approaching 30 games this year. If I wasn't sick or missed some other opportunities here and there, you know, I probably would have been at my 40. But talk about, like, a team just taking the belief and sucking the air out of the room and a team frustrating you. You can love this team. You can love the history of this team. That is gone. I am asking you to look at what you look at every week. I am asking you to think about the decisions that are made from Clay Holmes being the closer, Gleyber Torres not being traded, not trading for a closer, Verdugo being run out there, not bringing up Dominguez for whatever. No, it's not for next year and rookie of the year and a pick. No, it's because they don't believe that Dominguez is going to be ready to play every day. He was ready to play in a little league classic, but not ready to play every day better than a Alex Verdugo. They're going to play guys out of position. Aaron Judge at center field. Well, you got to now because you got Juan Soto, and Judge looks to me a little bit fatigued in center field. Maybe I'm just thinking too much. I know DJ I don't have to think much about at first base. He's not a first baseman. He's cooked. Last call goes to Danny and Bayonne. Danny, you have the floor. I'm going to be quiet.
What's going on, Keith? I just want to say I love your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks.
I just got 3 points. I just want to try to get them in as quickly as possible because I know it's the end. So my Met point, before when you were like, oh, I pulled out all my cowboy gear and, oh, you know, stay down till you come up. I was like, you know, why is that my theme for the day? Because I had a conversation with my brother last night. He's like, why are you so negative about the Mets? And I was like, because I'm tired losing. I care more about them winning than any other team. So I woke up today and I was like, you know what? I decide I'm going to be positive.
Good.
So the whole game we're texting. Budo gets in trouble. Garrett comes in. I'm like, they got it. Double play. Boom. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, oh, Alvarez is going to hit a home run, you know, open the game. It opened up just not how I wanted it to, essentially. But, you know, when you said that, I was like, wow. That's
we're fans,
awesome.
Like, bro. No matter what team you root for, it goes back to being a kid. Stay down till you come up. Don't abandon them. Because just as soon as you're ready to abandon them, they have a 6-game win streak. The ballpark is packed. They're vibing, and you want to be a part of that. So don't quit on them. They've got 9 lives. This team has come back from everything this year. See it through.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and it's not just that, because I've been out on the team since May. And I've been enjoying what they've been doing, but staying back. And a shout out to any Viking fan that calls the fan. JJ McCarthy is the answer. And Keith, you're great. I love you. You guys are the best.
Thanks for the call, Danny. You in Ross and Bergen County. Danny and Bayonne. You in Ross and Bergen County. And Gio, the only Mets Vikings fans that exists. Stay down till you come up. I think you guys got a good shot to beat the Giants week 1. I drafted Justin Jefferson in fantasy tonight. Darnold's going to be better than people are giving him credit for because Kevin O'Connell's going to get him right. He got Josh Dobbs right. He got Nick Mullins right. He got, I don't know, any random quarterback that they played last year right. Chris McMonagle's coming in to get you guys right. He'll straighten you out. He's coming up next. Goodbye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.